This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Bears.
Go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. Getting tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
We are live from Sluggers on a Friday in Wrigleyville. He is Gabe Ramirez. I am Judson Richards. We are in for Spiegel and Holmes on a Friday. That is Chris Emma. Emma, whenever I hear that open, I think to myself, I wouldn't mess with Emma. Like, you look like a mauler. Like, you just, like, you would just
he's the guy that someone. He's the guy that you think you want to pick on because he's, like, calm, relaxed. But he like, once he turns red and he triggers, like, you have no chance after that. I could see that.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I believe it.
Look, my favorite part about that open now, good to be with you guys, by the way, is just how many random text messages I get from people saying, why does Jason Leisure want to fight you? And I can't even explain it. It's better without context, so I enjoy it as well.
Also, when's that can happen?
Maybe the bye week, like week five bye week, we could schedule for that. Maybe it's Sluggers.
Yeah, we could definitely set up a ring here.
Instead of dueling pianos, dueling sports analysts, I love this.
Yeah, hit the batting cages first, and then we'll do the big fight.
I think Jason should be careful what he asks for, what dog he's calling out. Emma, you also look like a guy who's had some good times at Sluggers. Would I be lying?
This is not my first time here. Definitely not my first time on Clark Street, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it's you really had to twist my arm. Yeah, you want to join us at Sluggers at 5 o'clock on a Friday? Yeah, I can make that work. I think I could be there for that. So, I love this place. Absolutely. A lot of memories here.
I don't see a lot of drinking due to Micah Parsons, so that's good. I feel like Bears fans are somewhat handling it pretty well. You and I discussed last night, really reacted to the news as we were, you know, I was still wrapping my mind, I think, around the Cowboys letting Micah Parsons get out of the building more so than what is probably the bigger issue is now Micah Parsons is with the Green Bay Packers and in the NFC North. But just revisiting that conversation last night, any new thoughts that you had about this Micah Parsons situation?
I didn't think it would come to this. I did not think that Jerry Jones would give in on this demand. Like, Jerry Jones is a stubborn man. We know that well. And I just did not think he was going to relent. I thought they were going to get the contract done. He was going to stay with the Cowboys. And But look, man, the Packers are ready for that. They lined up. They've been obviously working this for a while. This is not something that just came to fruition yesterday. They had a great offer, but it's also like it fits perfectly for them. And now we draw the parallels to the Bears. You kind of threw it on me last night, too. Like, would you do this from the Bears' side? And I hesitated a bit. I think the answer I need to go back to is just a yes, absolutely. Like, my thought of hesitance was the idea of you're really risking a lot of the future. I don't have a ton of faith from the track record Ryan Poles drafting to make up for the fact that you're giving up two firsts and really going all in on this window, and we still don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be great, but I'm willing to take that chance, and you should be looking to Green Bay with envy now, seeing the way that they got a missing piece for their defense and put together a team that went from very good to great and potentially a championship contender here. So it changed the landscape of the NFC North and really the entire NFL.
Yeah, Nayla, we talked about it last night, right? So much of the Micah Parsons news, a major trade days before the season begins to the NFC North, has us thinking about the Khalil Mack deal, right? And it's easy to look back at the deal and know exactly what happened, but at the time, I think you say you just absolutely go ahead and make that deal if you think you're one or, you know. I don't even love the one player away thing. Anytime you can add that kind of talent, you may just need to take the leap.
And the thing to consider, too, from the Packers' side is, like, if you're as good as you think you're going to be, that's a late first-round pick. You're fine giving up 2 years of late first-round picks in, like, the mid to late 20s, even the 30s maybe, if you're thinking we're getting Micah Parsons and we're putting together a championship-caliber team. So, but Brian Gutekunst on the screen right here, like, that's a guy who he showed some he showed his confidence in this team and himself and certainly in Jordan Love, and now they got to go out and do it. But it changes the entire dynamic here. A week before those Cowboys go to Philly and take on the Super Bowl champs at Lincoln Financial Field, like, this entire landscape completely changed.
Yeah, it's going to be a game where they're going to have to put up a lot of points if they want to beat those Eagles. You touched on it a second ago, Chris, where you were talking about the Packers before Micah and then after, and maybe your outlook on them heading into the season. What was that, right? Like, what did you think the Packers were going to be prior to the Micah Parsons trade, and then what do you think they are going to be now?
They were a top five defense last year without Micah Parsons. Their leading sack recorder was Rashawn Gary with 7.5, which is good but not great. They didn't have anybody close to the double digits. They did not get consistent pressure all year long. All offseason long in Green Bay, the talk was, who's going to be that new pass rusher? Who's going to come in and enhance this defense? Because all you needed was a little bit of an upgrade there in Green Bay to make this defense go from good to great. And you got the best pass rusher, the best defensive player, arguably, in the NFL now. And it changes everything. And we saw it in Chicago with Khalil Mack in 2018. The way that he multiplies everybody around him. I mean, Akeem Hicks went from a good player to a great player. Eddie Jackson had an elite Pro Bowl All-Pro type season. Kyle Fuller took off. Everybody on that defense took off. And now you can look at that from the Packers' standpoint, and if Parsons is healthy and as productive as we've seen him be, you talk about everybody else taking off. Rashawn Gary going from 7.5 sacks to double digits. And McKinley had, what, the 8 interceptions last year. I mean, he won't get that many, but he's going to have a lot. Like, this entire defensive identity for them takes shape. And on the offensive side of the ball, like, I'm not really that confident in Jordan Love being great. I think he's good. He's also got a lot of inconsistencies, but you balance it out with a great defense with a running back like Josh Jacobs. So I thought the Packers were the team to beat in the NFC North this year, and now I really think it.
Emma, stopping a great pass rusher and how to do it isn't new to Ben Johnson, and it's not like they're just going to have to figure out how to do it against the Green Bay Packers. Jonathan Greenard, obviously, with the Minnesota Vikings in Week 1. They'll have Aiden Hutchinson for the Detroit Lions in Week 2. And one of the great ways to keep your quarterback safe or upright is if you can run the football, right? Stop a great pass rusher. How do you stop him from getting the quarterback? Well, your QB is not having the ball, you'd like to think, because maybe you're getting 5.5 yards per carry on the ground. That doesn't sound like an easy thing for the Bears to do because they seem to be lacking of the ability when it comes to the running back room. What do you make of where they are now? And is, you know, can this be the featured running game that Ben Johnson likes to have?
It was a really interesting offseason at the running back position. Think back to March and when the open market hit, and there wasn't really a lot of interest. There weren't those great backs like there were a year before that, and when you had your pick of the litter and you went for DeAndre Swift. And then you go to the draft, and the Ashton Jeanty thing was there, but it wasn't really realistic. They had no interest in trading that much capital to move up to the top five and take a running back. Had Trevion Henderson in the second round. They liked him, missed out on him. Scadaboo in the early fourth round, liked him, missed out on him. They didn't get the running back till Kyle Benungai in the seventh round. Like, We'll see what he becomes, but that wasn't exactly addressing that position. They are really confident in DeAndre Swift having a strong bounce-back season, and I believe that can be the case. I think Eric Bieniemy is going to be the best thing to happen to DeAndre Swift to get rid of some of those bad tendencies of dancing and not trusting your line. Just hit the hole and go. Like, he was too much of a scat back last year where he couldn't get to the outside and get that rushing room. He's going to be more aggressive now because he's got a coach who's teaching him up on that, who's making sure he's ready to hit those holes. And he's got a much improved offensive line now. And I know there's been a lot of focus on left tackle, but this offensive line as a whole, with those four, with the three new starters on the interior, the four guys, and we'll see what happens at left tackle. That's a much better offensive line, and in particular for the run blocking side. So you're going to have holes now. You're going to have those rushing lanes. They're putting a lot on the plate of DeAndre Swift, and he's got to prove it as well. He's got two more years left on that contract, but he knows that there's uncertainty after this season. He was great a couple years ago in Philadelphia with the best offensive line in football that year. This is a much better offensive line. I wouldn't say they're the best in football by any means, but you've got a chance now to get much better production out of DeAndre Swift, and they're counting on it clearly. Like, they need to develop some guys around him because I don't have a ton of faith in Benungi being like that running back two for them and really being that true complement. Roshon Johnson hasn't stayed healthy. I thought they were going to be more active looking at that the last couple days in waivers, but there weren't a lot of great options out there. So it's done now. Like, they missed out on all the running backs this offseason, and they're just leaning on Swift.
Yeah, and then when you're talking about Swift, and you mentioned obviously his success in Philadelphia, he was a Pro Bowl player there, right, before he left it. That's why the Bears brought him in, assuming he was going to be able to duplicate that. Well, now he has a better opportunity to do so with the improved offensive line that you mentioned. And then speaking of offensive line, you know, we've had lengthy discussions about that left tackle position, right? I, in talking to people, whether it be on CHSN here today, I say to myself, well, the offensive line's in a better, much better position than it was a couple of years ago, so I'm not necessarily stressing at the left tackle as much as people are in the present. But when you look at it and the rotation of tackles that are there for the Chicago Bears, what can you say when you're speaking about them as a whole, including the Darnell Wright, including Chipillo, including, obviously, Braxton Jones, the tackle situation for the Chicago Bears, where most people are down on it? What's your take on it in the present?
I think, honestly, Chipillo is your long-term answer left tackle, and it didn't happen yet, and that's okay. Like, nobody should be worried that he didn't come out there and win that spot because he had a much steeper learning curve than Braxton Jones had in terms of a curve coming back from that injury, or Theo Bennett had a curve in terms of rising up as an undrafted free agent. Like, Ozzie Trabone had a steep climb to earn that spot, and that's okay that he didn't get it. He's going to develop with a very good offensive line coach, with veterans around him, with a great head on his shoulders, and I believe he's your left tackle of the long term.
Even though they moved him back to right tackle?
Yeah, so
not to keep working him at the left tackle, but you think he's going to be the future even if it's not now?
I think the idea is to cross-train him, get him more comfortable at the right tackle spot. The biggest hurdle he faced and couldn't overcome in training camp was switching from right tackle to left tackle. It's just, it's different. It's completely different, and those guys who played it will tell you that. I think ultimately they see him at the left tackle spot. They could also, maybe, they've talked about sliding Darnell Wright from right tackle to left tackle. That'd be a next offseason thing. They're not going to do that at this point, but that's been something in consideration. I think they see in some form those two guys bookending your offensive line for years to come. So I think you're okay in the long term. Right now, you got to get through it. I will say for Braxton Jones' case, like, I think he's going to look better than he has in camp just as he gets healthier, as he gets more trust in that ankle and his entire lower base, because he's not looked great throughout camp and now, as you saw in those preseason games. But the body works there. You know what you're getting in Braxton Jones. You feel good, not great about him as your left tackle this year.
He's 6'7", the Score Bears reporter, Chris Emma. He's Gabe Ramirez. I'm Judson Richards with you live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville on 6'7", the Score. We are in for Spiegel and Holmes today. Emma, here's a million-dollar question for you. What does that Bears offense look like week one against Minnesota Vikings with Caleb Williams?
There's been a lot of talk, obviously, about what Caleb Williams is going to do in his second year, the weapons around him, the two tight ends, the Luther Burden factor. Yep. Ben Johnson wants to run the football. Like, we saw that in Detroit, and I know he doesn't have...
They should have drafted a running back higher.
I mean...
I keep hearing this. I'm like...
They have
faith. And you're right. You're right. But it's like 21 running backs went before Manunga.
That's the disconnect, right? You would have loved to have that Gentee there. Or you would have loved to have a redo on the 2024 free agent class and go for Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs or Derrick Henry. Like, there were options out there. At this point, it is what it is, but we know Ben Johnson's priority of running the football. We've seen how effective his offenses can be in the past, and I know it's a different scheme from what he had in Detroit, certainly different personnel as well, but I think they're going to see the running game be the best friend of a young quarterback who still is adjusting and adapting to the scheme and getting more comfortable. And I was encouraged by what I saw at the end of training camp in the preseason from Caleb Williams. And going in early, like, he struggled. They were making him drink through a fire hose, and they kept saying, like, it's going to click. It's going to be all right. He's going to catch up. It's all going to settle in here. And you wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt because it's a new staff, and ultimately I found it to be true. I saw Caleb Williams get better, stacking more good days than bad. I loved what I saw in that Sunday night preseason game against the Bills. I was encouraged by what I saw in that fourth and final series he had in Kansas City, even though it was rocky early on. Like, it's okay. He's getting there. He's making strides in this offensive identity, and you're seeing it come to fruition around him. So
his footwork looks better.
It looks better. He looks more comfortable, and that was lacking as he started out in training camp where, you know, they were giving him the entire inventory of this offense. So, like, your head is spinning. You get that ball. First of all, pre-snap, you got to get everybody settled. You got to go everything, all your reads and checks, and know what's coming at you. Then once you get that ball in your hand and you're dropping back, it goes fast. Like, right. Those guys are challenging you, and you're not quite sure, where's my first read? Where's my check down? Like, it's going really fast at that rate, but ultimately it slows down with comfort, with studying, with everything he does to get up to speed, and you saw that taking place. So I'm encouraged by where Caleb Williams came along. I think they still want to run the heck out of the ball as much as they can, and whether it's Swift, you like to get Roshon Johnson back healthy, which I think will be the case by next week, and build some identity with the run game before you really open up the passing yep. game and get that full steam, because I think they know it's going to be challenging and rocky early on from the passing game standpoint.
Yeah, Chris, obviously you've been close to the team at training camp, seeing them up close and personal. Is there an area of the team that you feel like is going to be better than people are giving them credit for? I mean, you think about the secondary and obviously the injuries to Jalen Johnson, Terrell Smith, obviously Nashon Wright playing as good as he can in the preseason. But is there an area, maybe it is the secondary, or is there somewhere else that you think Bears fans are going to be surprised that is better than we're maybe anticipating?
I'm just excited to see the way that Dennis Allen forms his defense, like the way that he works his personnel, what a Kyler Gordon's going to look like in this scheme, how he plays the linebackers, what Tremaine Edmonds can do now in his third year with the Bears and first year with this defensive identity, how a Noah Sewell and even a Ruben Hippolyte fit in, and then the way that they're going to rotate these defensive linemen. You got a lot of really good, talented pieces that they're encouraged by and intrigued to see how they fit. Injury setbacks are problematic. Losing a guy like Austin Booker stinks because you saw the way he was starting to build good days and look toward the future. But I'm really excited to see the way that Dennis Allen can form this defense and use the personnel. He seemed really intrigued by what he has at his disposal, and he's going to call an aggressive attacking defense. And we saw that in training camp. We saw the way that they were aggressive at attacking, getting after their own offense and competing hard. Dennis Allen wanted to get after Ben Johnson and his unit there, and you saw that take place more days than not. So I'm excited to see how that looks week one, because I think this defense is going to be ready to go, and they're going to be flying.
Yeah, did the Bears get off to 1-0 start?
I think so. I do. And I think that because
Emma's calling it.
It's a young quarterback on the Vikings side. It's going to be, I think, a defensive battle. Home field advantage on a Monday night at Soldier Field. I think the Bears win that one. I think they do enough on offense. I think that defense makes some plays to win that game.
Give me a score, just so when you say enough on offense.
While you're thinking, like, you're thinking Chris, like, 24-17.
I'm thinking like 40-37, right?
Wow. No, just low scoring
46-10, maybe?
46-0, you're just outright blowout.
How about
a 14 win.
Give me a 17-14 win. Cairo Santos field goal. Bears win, go 1-0.
I think when you're looking at that, that's exactly what you should expect. A low scoring game. It's going to be turnover laden. We're talking about the Vikings and their defense and J.J. McCarthy on the offense. Still a rookie quarterback in his mind, obviously playing, getting his first snaps out there. I've had a lot of these conversations where people think the first week for the Chicago Bears is going to be a tough one. And granted, the Vikings and the roster that they have, the talent that they have on that team is one of the best in the NFC North. But I think the fact of the matter is Caleb's still a good quarterback. I think a lot of people are undermining what he was able to do last year despite everything that was going on around him. He put together a solid season, and so now you have a head coach around. I think he's going to be elevated. He looks better. He looks more fit this year. You see the muscles kind of coming in. I think this is a guy who's taking his job more seriously than he did last year, and I think when you're putting up against a J.J. McCarthy, I think the fourth quarter is going to determine the outcome of that game, where I don't trust J.J. McCarthy is going to be able to take that team down the field if they need a score or hold on to the ball in order to extend the lead and not get Caleb Williams that ball back, who's proven that he can get the job done in a two-minute offense.
And if Jalen Johnson's out there matching up with Justin Jefferson, which, by the way, Jalen Johnson for years has said, give me one-on-one. I don't want to be on one side. I want to be shadowing somebody all game long. If he's healthy, we'll see where he is next week. That still is up in the air. But if he's healthy and good to go, you love the way that matches up. They're thin at wide receiver on the Vikings side. It does feel like a big if right now. But we talk about how young Caleb Williams is. J.J. McCarthy's never played an NFL regular season game. He's got to go on the road for a primetime game without depth at wide receiver with his top guy potentially covered pretty strong. Like, it's going to be a really tough night for J.J. McCarthy. It could be like, we'll see how this defense takes shape, but I really believe in this group. I know it wasn't pretty out there last Friday night in Kansas City, but I'm really bullish on this Bears defense.
You guys going to carry that optimism into week two?
Against the Lions? We'll see. Let's see week one first.
Wow, Gabe is feeling optimistic. I'll tell you this. Here's a stat for you. No team has ever started their two-game stretch with the amount of wins that the Bears' first two opponents have accumulated the year before. Now, granted, keep in mind, you know, obviously there's 17 games now, and that's somewhat new. But no team has ever earned a combined 29 wins the previous year.
Yeah, but if you're going to talk about statistics, you got to talk about the fact that you have a brand new quarterback on one of those teams. I mean, you can't discredit that, right? I mean, it's not the same team that they're facing. J.J. McCarthy, as you mentioned, you know, getting his first start there.
But where was Sam Darnold before Kevin O'Connell? So there's that.
Sam Darnold with a Justin Jefferson and a Jordan Addison and a T.J. Hockenson is pretty damn good when you're talking about a former number one overall pick that just wants to get the job done and hadn't had those weapons his entire career. I think there's things there that you can argue back and forth about. Lions game, we can have more discussions about that.
Yeah.
But my Vikings game, give me my victory for week one. I told you I'm a meatball. I love my Bears, and I'm telling you, 24-17, a little higher scoring than you said, Chris.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I love the fact that you're starting out with these two games. You said it, Judson. Like, it makes it so exciting. Where last year, like, you didn't play the divisional games until November.
Right.
Like, it felt odd. It fell off. Right out of the gate, so you get a primetime home game Monday night at Soldier Field against the Vikings. Then you go week two, Ben Johnson returns to Detroit.
Yeah.
The entry there is going to be through the roof. It really adds an element. When you're talking about a division where three teams made the playoffs and the fourth team is the Bears who have hopes to make a big jump this year, like, there's a lot of excitement right out of the gates.
Anybody else bothered that the Packers are week 14 and week 16? It's like, I don't want Thanksgiving and Christmas like 4 days apart.
Yeah, but you know what? In the years past, they were facing them in week one, right? And so I think you're just on the opposite end of that schedule.
I just would love it a little more spread out.
I hear that.
You know, I guess more time for Mike Parsons to get
let him get comfortable. Hey, by that point, you'll have the left tackle thing hopefully situated.
Emma, you are the best.
Take care,
Bears are off this weekend, right?
Bears are off this weekend.
Which means Emma's off this weekend.
Maybe they can get that fight in with leisure.
Right. I've got a ring guy. So not a diamond ring. I mean, we're going to build a ring.
Yeah.
And you're going to rip Leisure's arms off and beat him with it, probably. I think Emma the Mauler is probably that.
Jason, we love you, right? We're just playing. We love you, dude.
Chris, I enjoyed it. Thanks,
take care, buddy.
Appreciate it, okay? He's Gabe Ramirez. I'm Judson Richards. We are with you from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. Coming up next, we're going to get a little Cubs. Did you know, did you hear, you probably did, who the Cubs are playing? Maybe more importantly, do you know who the Brewers are playing? Is this the Cubs' last chance to make a move on the division? We'll tackle that coming up next.
Swing it. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Gonna base it to right. Haas is going to try to score. The throw from right field, not in time. And the Giants have beaten the Cubs by a score of 4-3.
We're back live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show with your hosts, Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we're looking to change those vibes. The way the afternoon ended yesterday, it's like Micah Parsons heading to the Packers and the Cubs are just swept by the Giants. He is Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards back here with you live from Sluggers. It is filling up on a Friday night. The Cubs are away. So what? People will play. We got batting cages upstairs. It's a good time. It's a good night to be out. And hey, Gabe, September is right around the corner, which means October is still a month away. Plenty of time, right, for the Cubs to still get back in the swing of things.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the fact of the matter is, I think if you ask the Cubs if the playoffs started today, they still feel good about themselves. The players, I'm talking about, not necessarily the fans. The players would feel
like... Do you believe
them? The players?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that when you're looking at guys like Tuck, PCA, Dansby Swanson, I mean, these are gamers. These guys, Ian Happ, I don't want to mess, talking about Chris Emma, I don't want to mess with Ian Happ. I mean, these guys know what they're capable of.
You think Ian Happ feels good when he goes to the plate? You think Seiya Suzuki feels good about things when he goes to the plate?
When you say good about things, you mean like the current state of the team?
Just themselves.
I think when they, I mean, this is a team that had the best record in baseball a couple of weeks ago, right?
So and this, now they don't.
Right, but still.
Now they're what, sixth? But last check.
But we just talked to Lance Brzdowski that said you can't look at things in a one-game, you know, one-game lens. You got to look at things on a more macro level.
I'm looking at things second half of the season.
Yeah. So you think the Cubs – listen, I think there's two conversations that can be had. Do I think the Cubs are going to make it to the World Series and win it? No. Right? And I think that's –
that would be nice.
That would be nice. But I think when we're talking about that, that could be a conversation. No. But when you're talking about can they compete, can they be one of the top best five teams in the National League, the answer is yes. They can be in that space, and I think that's where they view themselves. And then we all know in baseball, if you can get hot at the right time, you can take that into the – I think the biggest issues that are facing the Cubs right now – is their starting pitching. I mean, it's something that they did not or weren't able to address. Obviously, they made the move at the trade deadline. He gets injured, and they have no backups as a result of that. Shota Imanaga, when you're talking about second half of the season, he's a guy who hasn't necessarily performed as well as he had in the beginning. Of course, he had a couple of good starts as of late. The last start against the San Francisco Giants pitched well outside of a couple of bad pitches to Adames. So, I mean, this is a Cubs team, again, that I think can compete, can get things back on. But you know what's the perfect recipe for a team that's struggling? The Colorado Rockies, right? A team like that, yeah, where you can come in, like you mentioned, put up 20 runs today and then feel good about your offense, and then you're asking. I mean, listen, before the Giants series, they were asking that about the Cubs when they won, when they had beat the Milwaukee Brewers. Are they back? The series against the Angels, is this what they needed? Are they there? And then the sweep comes, and then obviously you're bringing up these questions again. I mean, it's a tough road for the Chicago Cubs, but the fact of the matter is, if they get into the playoffs, then they're going to be equally as dangerous as anyone else, including the Milwaukee Brewers.
What if I told you I felt better about their pitching staff right now than I do their offense?
In the present?
Yeah.
That'd be tough because I'd be like Matthew Boyd. I'd be like, you know, Colin Ray struggled. You know, I don't know. It's tough. It's not a good enough rotation because here's the questions that I have when it comes to playoffs. If you got Soto starting game one, you are then depending on a rookie in Cade Horton to come in for game two.
Who's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Still depending on a rookie to come in playoffs, which is a completely different environment, to come in.
I feel better about Cade than I would have Colin Ray. Or a Javier Assad or a Ben Brown, whoever is next down the line.
And that's my point. That's why you're actually helping me with my point, which is that the pitching staff is what I'm worried about, you know, when you're talking about the playoff. Not necessarily in the present or a series against the Colorado Rockies. It's when you got to go up against the Los Angeles Dodgers. When you got to go up, you know, in a seven-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers.
And it could be the Dodgers, by the way.
And it could
be. In that wild card spot.
And so that's a tough spot where if Shota doesn't pitch a gem, a quality start, seven innings, keeping them to two earned runs, then that's where the Cubs are going to be in trouble. And you saw some issues yesterday, right, with the game that they could have won against the San Francisco Giants. Base running was an issue after Craig Counsell got the hook yesterday. It was three instances. They had to strike him out, throw him out with Ian Happ. They had Horner getting caught in the fourth in that rundown, and then Matt Shaw getting doubled up in the seventh. So just cleaning up small things like that, I think they're putting too much pressure on themselves in the present.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah, and you see it with Seiya, the guys that you were mentioning, right?
Yep.
Where they get up to the plate and Happer's up there on their saying, man, we got to get this thing back on track, instead of playing fun, good Cubs baseball that they were playing in the beginning of the season.
The Cubs were scoring so many runs early on that you thought, okay, there's no way they're going to keep track of that. I mean, unless you thought they were really going to be the best offense of all time, then sure, you're like, well, why can't they keep on doing that and be the 27 Yankees? But the thing that I loved watching them play is not only did they seem to do the little things, like the base running or always take the extra base. We know that they're a very good defensive team, but they had this kind of loose way about them where they were playing free and everyone throughout the lineup was kind of feeding off of each other, right? It was, you know, at times the seventh, eighth, ninth part of the lineup would be like the best three hitters in baseball, and you take it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you do feel like they've gotten tight as things have gotten more serious. And I do feel like the Brewers indirectly, as they went on their streak, put that on the Cubs a little bit, as they look so comfortable at the top of the division. I mean, this team, the great Bruce Levine had this stat yesterday morning with Mollenhauer, that in their previous 17 games, so before yesterday, their previous 17 games, they were averaging 3.25 runs a game. What did they lose by yesterday? They lost 4-3. That team, that seemed like they could come back at any moment, or they could give the bullpen a rest because they could blow out a team maybe once every 8, 9, 10 games and really give the bullpen a rest. Like, where's that team?
Yeah,
I'm looking for something similar to the identity that they set for themselves early on in the year, albeit not asking them to be the best offense of all time.
Yeah, that's the beauty of a Major League Baseball season, right? With 162 games, you can be hot at a given moment, but then all of a sudden the narrative of your team changes, right? Right around the All-Star break, you saw, is PCA going to be the MVP? Is it going to be Kyle Tucker? You know, we got these two guys. The Cubs, best team in baseball. Are they going to have the best offense? Then all of a sudden the pressure starts. You now have a target on your back. When teams are coming into Wrigley or when you're going on the road, you are now the litmus test, as opposed to the beginning of the season where there was uncertainty in what your team was going to look like. And I think that's what the Cubs ran into. And then to add pressure to the situation, as you mentioned, the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that no one thought was going to be sitting atop the NL Central at the beginning of the season, goes on this incredible run, multiple runs for that matter. And then all of a sudden the Cubs are saying to themselves, are we good enough? Are we putting up enough runs? Is the pitching staff doing enough? You know, guys are getting – it's just so many questions. And then the trade deadline comes, and this is something that I harped on a lot, Judson, was that, you know, I felt the Cubs didn't do enough at the trade deadline. And to talk about it on a bigger level, the 2 years prior, right, they didn't make the moves that they needed to make. At least if you talk to Spiegel, he would say that. But the front office thought to themselves, we're not there yet. We don't want to give up assets because our team isn't as good as we need them to be. Well, this year you were. This year the window was wide open for you to go ahead and give up assets because we know these opportunities are few and far between. And I felt like the chorus of Cubs fans wasn't loud enough in voicing their opposition to what was going on and pushing harder for more. Because what are you waiting for next year? There's no guarantee that you're going to be in the same position. So I think all these things kind of accumulated and kind of weighed on the team in certain ways that has them in the position that they're in right now. But ultimately, this is still a Cubs team that is good enough to put themselves in a position to have a deep run in the playoffs.
They're a 90-plus win team. They have a 99.6% chance to get into the playoffs. So they are ultimately a playoff team. Have you given up on the division? The Brewers have a 6.5 game lead over the Cubs. Now, the Cubs play the Rockies tonight. Rockies are 38-96 on the season. The Brewers play 3 games against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are very different with their splits. Home versus road. Home, they're 20-plus games over 500. On the road, they're basically a 500 team. Brewers are in Toronto. So there's a good chance there, although I do feel like, because the Diamondbacks just took 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, if the Cubs were taking care of business with the Giants like I expected, this should have been the big conversation with this weekend, these next 3 games, but I think that ship may have sailed.
Yeah, kind of picking up some ground right there. The Cubs need to sweep. And I know that's a tough task. It's a tough ask when you're talking about Major League Baseball.
It is not. They're 38-96. They have a .284 winning percentage. They win 28% of the time.
All right, I like it then. Cubs sweep this weekend. I actually had the luxury of going out to Toronto in June to catch the White Sox and the Blue Jays out there. One of the best stadiums in Major League Baseball. I've been to a ton of them. But you're right. You saw it there. They have their moments. It is an offense that is capable of putting up runs. Obviously, Berrios and the bunch on the mound. Obviously a battering ram for the Toronto Blue Jays, but the Brewers are good and they can sneak up on you and take some from the Jays. So listen, if the Blue Jays can win 2 out of 3 and the Cubs are only going to pick up 1 game if they end up sweeping in that moment. So it's still going to be tough. It's going to have to be accumulated over the course of the month. Cubs just need to right the ship and chip away and hope that somehow the Milwaukee Brewers regress to the mean, and that's how the Cubs are able to obviously gain ground. But it's going to be difficult to pick up 6.5 games. Do they have? I don't even know. Do they have more games against the Brewers?
They do not.
They do not.
No,
okay.
That 5 was it.
Whew.
Which they won 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Well, you would like to see them win 4 out of 5,
they,
right?
They should have won.
As I like to see, if you're going to win 3, may as well win 4.
Might as well
win 4. You know what I'm saying? A reminder again tonight: the Cubs take on the Rockies in Denver. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:05 right here on 6:70. The Score, first pitch with Pat and Ron and Zach at 7:40 this evening. Let's do this right now. Keep listening for a chance to win your way in to see Spiegel and Holmes live next Thursday, September 4th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. It's their football season kickoff, featuring the great Dave Wanstead and Olin Krutz in studio with them, plus much more. That's next Thursday. It'll all be brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Let's give away 3 packs of those right now, or at least 3 winners. We'll take caller 4, 5, and 6 at 312-540-0670. If you want to be a part of that and really get hyped for the start of football season coming our way in 6 days, believe it or not, with the start of the Eagles and the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football, then get in and watch Spiegel and Holmes live. We are live. We are at Sluggers and Wrigleyville on a Friday night. Things are filling up. Who knows who has injured themselves swinging the bat way too hard like I would do if I headed up to the second story and it found those batting cages.
I got to see you swing once before we leave. You can't tell me you got drafted by the San Francisco Giants. And then
can I just show you something on YouTube? Can you show me?
Okay, fair enough. Send in the group chat.
I will.
Did you guys know, Gabe, did you know that his coach in college was LSU's head coach, Jay Johnson?
Yeah, you watch college baseball?
No.
I played for the great Jay Johnson.
Taylor's coach, Paul Skeens' coach.
Yeah. Yeah. I often wonder at dinner parties, does Jay spend more talking about me or Paul Skeens?
I think it's
I don't know which one is a better conversation starter. Coming up next, when is it too far when one athlete impersonates another athlete out on the field?
Are you talking about Kobe and Jordan?
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll tell you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, OJ Mahomes.
All right, final stop for us. We are live at Sluggers in Wrigleyville. He is Gabe Ramirez. I am Judson Richards. We are in for Spiegel and Holmes. Look forward to hearing them coming up next week as I'm sure, you know, Labor Day, a lot happening. Comes up, a 3:05 start on Monday against the Braves at Wrigley Field. So plenty of baseball happening. A 3-day weekend coming our way. Gabe, it has been a blast.
I agree, man. This is our first time hanging out. It's like our first date. You know, it was a blind one, too.
Yeah, how did it go?
I'm ready. If this was a game show, I'd give you a rose. I'd want to hang out with you again.
And the interesting thing about this first date is someone else will decide if we have a second date.
That's a great point.
We'll have to wait for someone else to decide. And congratulations again. A 9-day-old, that is a legitimate newborn in your house.
I got to be honest. There's, over the last week, as I've been telling, like, people, I'll tell people I got a newborn. They're like, oh, how many? Is that your first baby? You're like, no, I got three kids. Like, that part, that sentence leaving my mouth sounds wild to me.
I believe
three
that.
Kids.
Right.
Or there was a moment the other day, we were all sitting on the couch. We have this giant couch, and we're all sitting on it. And I'm looking around, like, there's a lot of people on this couch right now.
That's funny.
It's shocking. They tell you from 1 to 2 is crazy, but 2 to 3, it seems. And I'm 9 days in, and I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, no. You all can roll up and have a starting five if a pickup game breaks out, which is great. I didn't have my first child until I was 39. I'm 44 now. I've got a 5- and 2-year-old. And so sometimes, even when we have a 3-bedroom, and sometimes even me, who was single for so long, I go to sleep, and I'm like, I can't believe every room is filled.
Yeah.
Every room is filled.
One of them is not a closet. A
lot of responsibility, Alex Kuhn. So you
take
just
your time.
Keep traveling the globe there.
Please take your time.
With very little responsibility. Enjoy that as long as you can. College football is happening now. We've learned that, no surprise, there's a lot of weed being smoked in Boulder. Deion Sanders, I think the CU Buffs play tonight, right?
Yeah, they got Georgia Tech tonight.
Ooh. Should know that if you're talking to Mason Crosby today.
When I texted Mason this morning to get him on the show, I dropped a Go Buffs.
Smart.
On him. He didn't respond.
Pro Your dad move. Went to CU.
It's a pro move right there.
Yes, that's why. Big CU Buffs guy over here. Big Deion Sanders
fan? Deion Sanders fan.
I mean, yeah. I got the blenders, the glasses. Does that make
Alex,
me a big
Alex Kuhn and I both Sanders had fan? Money that that Shadur was going to go number one. We both had money on that.
Yeah,
you guys are idiots.
I'm broke now.
I legit thought he was selling blenders until he said sunglasses.
Well, that too, yeah.
I'd buy one of those. He's talking to Romy Bean. She's with the news outlet. Off the top of my head, I don't know for sure. Romy, you may recall, she was an NFL cheerleader. Remember when the NFL cheerleader went viral for the dancing dinosaur?
Okay.
Do you remember that? Alex Kuhn remembers that. Anyways, it was a weird one of those viral videos. Things just catch up.
Yeah.
So Deion is talking to Romy. They're getting ready for the season in CU. Here's what Deion says about the crowd in Boulder.
Is there anything about Folsom, about this stadium that surprised you, that you didn't expect?
Yeah. The smell of weed in the second quarter surprised the heck out of me. Like, every game, I'm like, dang. Like, it seems like it's like a light-up quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, so is this the quarter that y'all chose? Like, I'm serious. It's a TV timeout. It never fails. And I'm like, wow. What's going on? Because, you know, I've never been high a day of my life. So that's kind of new to me.
That's a Boulder essential, I guess.
Yeah, truly.
The light-up quarter. Smoke weed every day.
It's because the high wore off from the pregame. And then now when that, it's spark o'clock on that thing.
Smoke weed every second quarter.
Yeah, where did he think he was going to coach?
Right.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I know, it's a good point.
It's like the guy that was at the U.S. Open saying that the worst thing he hates about the United States, or New York specifically, is that the smell of weed while he's playing tennis.
Right.
So now Deion Sanders is saying the exact same thing. But yeah, what did he expect? That's like, everyone that lives in Denver is smoking out there. That's for sure.
You know, for my money, the best month in sports is October. But I feel like the table is set. Like, the table is set. We've got five straight days, beginning yesterday, of college football, including Bill Belichick and UNC on Monday night, which is exciting.
And
I'm looking forward to watching that. And then you've got, you know, the NFL season kicks off on Thursday. So we are right in the thick of it. And it also means we get to watch Patrick Mahomes play on Saturdays and Sundays. Have you Dylan Raiola, Nebraska's quarterback, when they showed the video of him walking to the locker room
at Arrowhead last night.
Okay, it was
Nebraska.
That,
Nebraska played Cincy at Arrowhead.
I was
Patrick
like,
Mahomes in attendance.
So weird.
Taylor Swift in attendance. Travis Kelce in attendance. And then fake Patrick Mahomes playing for Nebraska.
Now, Nebraska played Cincinnati, right?
You said that?
Yeah.
Gabe, I mean, he has,
and that's where Travis
all
Kelce
the same
went.
Mannerisms. He is copying every move
Patrick
Mahomes
great,
makes.
If you want to be great, sometimes you have to, you know.
You haven't seen how much he looks like him?
Oh, yeah. You know, the light-skinned twins.
Now he's doing the finger twitch. Now he's doing, like, he doesn't just walk right, because, you know, Mahomes got a little waddle to him.
Yeah.
Same waddle. Exact
same waddle.
Waddle.
Does Raiola talk like a frog? Because then that would be weird.
I think he might be working on it.
A little raspy voice. He's trying to get it.
I think he might be working on it.
Okay.
So, props for, listen, if you're going to imitate someone,
might as well be Patrick Mahomes. Let's be very clear.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to be a quarterback that's going to, you know, never play a down in the NFL, I might as well.
Yeah, but he's a five-star recruit. Like, he has aspirations of going and being a first-round pick. Do you have to have your own swag at that point?
He actually only has aspirations of playing behind Patrick Mahomes. He only
wants to
be
his backup.
QB2. Yeah.
Or maybe he has an acting career in his future, and he just wants to, you know, prepare. Oh, now, the biopic.
It is. If you're going to impersonate someone, it's the best I've ever seen. I was trying to think of something like it. I've never seen an impersonation, whether by accident or this is very, very much on purpose. I can't think of one athlete who looks and acts so much like another athlete.
Kobe Bryant and Jordan. I think he emulated them a lot. How did we do imitating Spiegel and Holmes today? How'd you think?
I was going to ask you, are you Spiegel or are you Holmes?
I'll go with Holmes just for this one. All right.
Okay, Holmes. I'll be Spiegel. He's white, I'm white, so we've got that part.
Oh, no, I meant baseball. You guys are baseball lovers.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah. All right, I feel you. I want to say thanks to the entire team here. with us, joining us in Sluggers. I'm Gabe. This has been a blast, man.
It's been a blast.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. Thank you for everyone who made this happen, putting this entire great setup together at Sluggers. If you're out and about, come on by on a beautiful night. But that will do it for us. Again, Cubs baseball gets started at 7:05 with the pregame show. Up next, we do have the best of the score, getting started with a great interview with former Bear Kyle Long. He joined Brody and Wiederer. But that will do it for us tonight. For Gabe Ramirez, I'm Judson Richards, live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville, saying have a wonderful rest of the weekend, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.